just wanted, I haven't seen you guys in a while. They want to, you know, bring a whole lot of stuff before you do the BOE and everything like that. But
that was kind of you.
I've got your packet here, and on this packet, it basically will, you know, it'll tell you what's in there. But the last time I was with you, we voted to approve the speed schedule here. And I did go back to our board about the $15 maximum for the accessory buildings and get that on the speed schedule if they want you guys to see that. Anything.
Okay.
That will go up in our window in our new building on Monday. Probably four times. It looked like we were crazy face to pay for the building, I believe. But anyway, we are in the process of doing that. Well, the reason it's taking so long, guys, I've been trying to get...
excuse me, Eddie, are those fees on the website?
Not yet. Sean is working on those now, but Sean is not. Okay. He's been out and everything, so we are working on it. And we will not put that up until they are on the website.
Okay.
And to cut that bit.
What? I got to make a dunce hat if he's going to do this.
So. Oh.
Sorry.
I'm sorry. He's commissioner.
That's what you wanted a stapler for?
Western commissioner.
Anyway.
Danny Strahan.
What I've done a couple times, I've tried to get the confirmation of where you guys voted so that I could make these changes and have that all together and everything. And I came back in, I believe you and Mr. Finley talked about, one time it pulled Gillian into the meeting there, and she was going to start sending out a one-page notification. You know, this was done, and I don't know where that went or anything like that. But on page number two of your...
Yeah, get in the regular chair. Good.
Thank you.
Page number two is just a form. If you still want to pursue this in this direction, I'm not sure. But it's just a preliminary form where y'all can rip it apart and everything. There would be some kind of a quick notification where when you take an action on something... this form would go to that office and say, today, you know, the commission voted on this. This is your notification to proceed on and get everything recorded as necessary. You know, there's different state statutes that say for different things that we've got, sometimes it has to be recorded with the recorder.
So you're saying this is just something to get the communication going?
Yes, sir. It lets me know for sure.
You remember about that?
I kind of do, but I've slept since then.
I think we need to do it.
We got to do something because we have the same problem.
It's hard to follow through.
We made a decision, but no one told us, and we had a whole meeting minutes together. So
right, and I talked a little bit with the clerk's office yesterday with Donna and with Carol, and you know, I suppose either office can handle that. I don't want to overburden anybody or anything like that. But
if we just have a form letter, though, we could.
And this is by no means anything. It's just something maybe we'll get it started where y'all can rip it all apart.
Let me just, you don't even have to email this. I'll have Jillian Wright do something with this.
Okay. And it's something that I believe when we talked about last time, Bob Paulson was in there with us and everything and was kind of a proponent of this also. But I don't know how comprehensive it needs to be. I just need something as a rule that says, here's your, we can get that. I can take a letter this with my changes to the clerk's office, and then she can record that. And then if anybody comes in and needs the minutes or anything like that, she can pull that and say, here's the minutes that goes with it and everything. So just trying to make sure that gets covered. But
so did you ever find out we voted on it or not?
This we did not vote on. We talked about.
No, about the fee schedule.
The fee schedule we did vote on.
Oh, good.
And everything. I just wanted you to see the final copy of that and everything. So as soon as we can get the changes in our code book, because it requires more than just that page being put in, renumbering some pages, changes on some other areas to go in there, we will.
And you will get it to the website.
It will be on the website before we start charging, yes, sir.
Excellent.
I've got three other things here that have been from our board since March, maybe four. We talked about the verbiage. We talked about the commission being the final approval of all land use changes. And I think this is the state statute
Bob recently told me, he said, we've got to get that approved as possible.
And the discussion at that time was, what if we don't agree with that? Well, this state statute does indicate that if there's new information or anything, that basically what's supposed to happen from our board, you're supposed to get a summary of what happened the board voted to do this. Here's what was said for it. Here's what was said against it. If somebody wants to come into whatever that meeting is, wherever you would have that, they would, and they have new information, you are able to reconsider that, or say, yes, it's relevant, no, it's not, and then basically, you know, act on that. But anyway, this is just the state statute, I think, that applies to that, so you can have that to look over. I do think it is something that we're probably out of compliance with.
This is only Division III permits?
This would be land use changes. Yes, sir, and that's what we handle in Division III. But it could come from the P&Z board, or it could come from the Board of Adjustment.
But they're always land use changes, though.
Yes, sir. It's a zoning change.
Yeah.
It's land use, yes, okay, sir. We would not bring
to
you.
That's something we've talked about. We've got to do. I mean, the attorneys told us to do this.
Yeah.
Right.
So
can we do it now?
We can't.
Well, I don't know what your verbiage needs to be. What I've got before you is two sheets here.
Has Bob looked at this?
Bob has seen these before.
Has he said anything?
He was okay with it. Matter of fact, when we brought it to you the first time, he was okay. But the questions came up, what if we don't agree with the decision they made? You know, do we say, and I believe you have the right to do that. And that's what Bob was going to check into. I want to bring it back before you because there's several issues that we are supposed to have going on that Bob and I are supposed to be working on in conjunction, and he's been tied up too with BOE and everything, but I just want to get it started rolling again if I could.
That's right. He won't. Oh, Bob.
It's Jim. Do you have a second where you can come downstairs? We're talking about code book changes related to the land use. And, can you come on down? Thank you, sir.
That's right.
What do you need? Bring a cup of coffee?
No, I was going to ask about the
he's coming down.
Land thing. He knows about that. Another thing. Okay.
While we're waiting on Bob, I don't remember that we voted on this this statement to go in our code book, reflecting that once the road standards were passed, which they are now, that they would supersede what our code book says.
Okay, where are you at? What page?
This would be the next to the last page in your packet.
Okay. We didn't vote on that.
I didn't think we did. I was just discussing with Mr. Preston a minute ago about one issue I did have with the road standards. And it was something that Mr. Paulson is also working on. Mr. Strahan had asked for a change in our subdivision of land, minor subs, and everything. And as I read through the road standards, it appears that if we're only going to make a two-lot subdivision, that we were going to allow just a driveway to connect those.
Versus a 50-foot road.
See, right now, if you were splitting a long piece of property and you got the part behind it, and it's family, everything's fine and dandy. But if one of the family members sells that off and now I need access across that, it may be an issue.
It's further subdivision of land.
Would you come sit with Mr. Strahan's seat? You can. He's not going to be here, and if you want to tip down his nameplate and everything, so.
Okay, we're catching Bob cold on this, you know, so.
Yeah, just because we were all recording, and then how many people are listening?
Bob.
We have three E members.
And what we're talking about now is
E citizens. Go ahead.
So anyway, if you have a piece of property behind the property when it's divided in half, if it is family and there's a driveway, you have no problem, although families can fight too. So it could be a problem. But then, say, one of the family members sells it off to somebody and they decide they want to further subdivide, and they put five lots back there. Now all of a sudden you've got five or six houses right going over this little driveway.
But
the road standards have been passed like that. Our code book has not been changed to reflect that we are adhering to those road standards yet. That was our proposal before you. And as I read through the road standards, that's the only question that I thought might be an issue before we pass that. I don't know if we want to look at that before we consider.
Well, I mean, do we have to?
Do we have to what?
Do we have to make the P&Z? Well, I guess my question is, that's a unique situation where I wouldn't be able to say stop, you know, versus saying, oh, yeah, we always approve it.
Right. Are you saying if you had that situation with two houses with a driveway and they wanted to subdivide?
Uh-huh.
Right now,
you can say no, right? Is that what you're saying?
They're saying if we approve that they're going
to
adopt.
If we change our code book to where it says this is, are we adhere to the road standards that are currently published by Taney County Road and Bridge?
Right.
Then it supersedes our standards. Right now, our our subdivision of land says if you want to split this like this and you've got a lot back here, it's going to have a 50-foot road easement, and it's got to have a certain amount of frontage, and that's what that road easement provides. That would go away if it's superseded by his, which says if you want to split this, all you got to have is a driveway.
Actually, the county road standards wouldn't supersede the planning and zoning requirements. They'd be inconsistent, but they would not supersede them. And actually, I think the statutes say that planning and zoning statutes take precedence over, or ordinances take precedence over other ordinances. So if there is an inconsistency, I think they'd have to comply with both.
We would, from my position, I think I would like to defer to Road and Bridge as far as how roads are built and the standards and everything like that. I do have an issue with this one area in that it could, in the long run, and I understand families and everything like that, but in the long run, I think we could find ourselves causing some tremendous hardship.
So how do we, what do we resolve? Do we change the, we changed that version, that yes, verbiage.
Right. Right.
It was in the original for 50 foot.
Yes, sir, it was.
Danny brought up.
Right, and Danny does want us to
the family side. To change. Which I understand why, but how do we?
I don't know. I had this before you. That was my only issue with it. I do know if we have two sets of standards out there, and I tell these people. Road and Bridge says that now your road has got to be 30 foot wide, which we're going to want in subdivisions, the driving surface for parking and that kind of thing, or 32 mm-hmm. feet or whatever. And they could come back to me and say, your planning and zoning thing says I only have to be 20. You know, I can't say, well, yeah, but I want you to adhere to that. Yeah, but your book says 20.
Yeah, the road standard wouldn't mean a thing other than when you took it in to the county.
Right.
It's the planning and zoning ordinance that would be the one that's
so. Do you think we have
binding.
A problem then, Bob?
If you only require 20 in the planning and zoning, and you require 30 under the road standards, you need to change the 20 to the 30 in the planning and zoning requirements.
So what you're saying basically is that you would
maybe we've got
Mr.
some work
Paulson would like to for us. Am I making sure that we really need to revisit that entire change that we made in the road standards?
I don't know.
I understand why that change was made because.
I did too.
Well, I mean, there's been our minor sub provisions is very strict. I understand that, and I understand why it is. And Mr. Strahan has been asking for a while for us to do, and it's been looked at several times to find a way to make some kind of a change for this. And I'm not opposed to doing that. I'm just afraid if we go this far. That we might, if we adopt that in our code book, that we might be creating some issues.
We may want to table that one.
Okay, that's fine. I just wanted to let you know that.
Exactly, we're not going to be able to get that resolved.
Right. Now, if you want to go back to this, the pages there, Bob, where they're actually supposed to vote on the land use changes. I brought this ordinance in, Bob. I don't know if that's the one that deals with it or
statute,
not.
Statute, you mean.
Yeah, statute. Yeah. And it's in your packet here, there here. Also. But I think that's the one that deals with,
And I've done the research, and they
are you good with that wording?
All land use changes reviewed and approved by the Planning Commission must receive final approval by the County Commission.
And then there's one for the BOA the same way, Bob. And this is something, we did these a long time ago in March. Of course, we've had time to think and sleep since then, so.
You don't like that wording?
The land use changes kind of bothers me a little bit. I don't know that, for instance, a special use permit would have to be reviewed and approved by the Planning Commission, but all rezonings.
Rezoning, yes.
All rezonings would have to be, for sure.
And
so do you want to review the wording and give us better wording? Would you feel better with that?
Yeah, if we could just change the wording a little bit. I mean, what they've put in here is essentially what you need to have. But
let's put the right wording, though. But if you just need to wait and come back with us, and we can put it back on the agenda to vote on it.
And while we're thinking about that, too, we probably need to process and win. If our P&Z board like meets Monday night and votes yes, we'll grant this land use change or zoning change to them, then we need a mechanism to come before you, and whether you want to do that on a Monday or in a meeting like this or whatever where it's presented to
then
you.
Don't you want to put that in the wording too? To kind of make it more final, the next Monday.
We definitely need to set up a procedure, whether it needs to be part of the code book or not, I don't know. But we definitely need a procedure.
Otherwise, it's...
Yeah. It probably spells out, says that it'll be acted on within so many days, or yes, definitely so.
If you go to the next Monday, that's adding a week to the...
It's going to add 2 days anyway, because we can't post it that day, and they're going to have to go the next day. I mean, it's going to add... No matter what, there's two more days to the zoning change.
And I don't know how that affects anything, gentlemen, with the exception when we've got plats in front of us. But normally with plats, we review those in the office and then respond back to that so that we're covered as far as is concerned.
But normally, if there's a land use change and everyone doesn't like the answer, say you approve it, don't like the answer, they traditionally come the Monday morning to tell us.
Right. And actually, 64275 is a statute that he provided me with that I guess is in your packet as well.
And that
does not apply to alternative planning and zoning, but it is the first-class county planning and zoning, which we don't have. You can still have alternative planning and zoning in the first-class county. But this procedure, there's nothing wrong with. And basically, it says the planning board shall file a recommendation or report with the county commission. Review by the commission shall be limited to the recommendation and report of the board, except that the county commission may hear and consider additional evidence if the county commission finds the evidence in the exercise of reasonable diligence could not have been produced, was improperly excluded at the hearing before the board. And, you know, you can talk about irregularities in the procedure or the unfairness of the board that isn't shown in the record. And, you know, it goes through some various things, but... basically, what it comes down to is you end up making the decision. In this, it says you're going to get a complete transcript of what happened below. They could do that because you don't have the statute applying by being supplied with the disc of the meeting that you can watch.
Right.
And then you have the recommendation of the board. You have the disc to watch. You can watch the entire thing. And you can come in and say, we agree with the recommendation of the Planning and Zoning Board, or you can say, well, we need to hear some more evidence on this one. You could do lots of things. So that's what you would have available to you. And you need to be the ones making the rezoning decision. If it's an actual rezone, the special use permit, I don't think you have to.
I think it's just when we get into one of these boards says yes.
Well, I was just thinking, instead of putting the timing that you were talking about in now in the code, let's leave that outside for a while and see how it works. Instead of having to change it again, maybe.
I guess we
need it written, but
I'm concerned if we don't have it written, we won't adhere to it.
Right. It needs to be written in writing. I'm just thinking if we put it in the code, then we have to go through that long process. I don't know, 6 months, half a dozen of them, maybe.
Of course, you're like you say, you've got to post it. And that, my thinking was the following Monday would be the fastest. Now,
I'm just thinking because traditionally, when you guys do something that's controversial and whatever, they come Monday morning and they're, I mean.
Well, there's a process too.
You could tell them the next Monday that, look, we haven't had a chance to review the discs yet. You know, this is something that comes before us, and we decide whether we agree or we need additional evidence, and we really can't hear it right now because not all parties are here, but we appreciate
you coming
in. The
reason I say Monday, we do minutes, we do account. It's just a routine, and if it's no, in most, 99 times out of 100, it's probably going to be, you know, we accept the recommendations or whatever, we approve the recommendations of planning and zoning. I'm thinking if we just get in a routine, which is Monday is about the only day that we have a routine. That's why I kept on thinking Monday.
They also, if it'll help any, the decision of record is not available to them until usually the following Monday anyway. So they couldn't take any more action. Even if they got an approval from the board now and wanted to file the decision of record, they wouldn't be able to file it till the next week anyway. So, I mean, we're not really adding any more time to them. We can have everything ready to based on your vote, but they don't have the opportunity to file a decision of record and move forward.
The only thing is that you're going to have people show up because they're going to know that you have to approve it, and when they show up and want to speak, you're probably not going to want to hear them on Monday. You're probably going to want to put off any that are going to be contested decisions to another date if you're going to hear additional evidence. You're going to hear from them on that case.
Well,
they're going to come in knowing that you're taking it up.
All zoning changes would be approved by these guys. Now, if the zoning change is not approved, it wouldn't come before you to start
with. Right.
It would just be the ones that are approved. And secondly, and again, evidently I haven't brought you the exact right state statute there, but it kind of indicates that you have the right to say, is this new evidence, is this evidence that was not available at the time of that, is this, you know, something like that, because they do that in BOA.
Okay, so let me ask you about BOA. Do we have to approve BOA decisions?
That's the second sheet on this, yes.
So, for example,
if they grant a zoning change.
Let's play a role play with the Country Bluff situation. You guys said no, so it doesn't come before.
No, I didn't say no.
No, P&Z said no.
Yes, okay.
The board said no. I didn't say anything.
Right.
Sorry, Eddie didn't say no.
Eddie didn't say it. Okay.
Planning and zoning said no, which BOA said yes. Then they would come in before us.
Right.
Under our current system.
We would not have brought you the P&Z.
Right,
to
we just had the BOA decision.
When BOA said yes, we would have brought BOA to you and said BOA, we'd give you the history on that. BOA said this.
Here's the problem.
Wow.
No. There's a big problem.
That's pretty big.
Well, no. What you've got is P&Z says yes. Our code says you can appeal to the Board of Adjustment. Okay? If you have, in the meantime, said yes also to the planning and zoning decision, is the Board of Adjustment really going to be judging and saying the commission was wrong? They can't, okay?
So they our system
is messed up, okay? First of all, an error.
We're
of,
working on that.
Okay.
Aren't we?
I hope. I hear you are.
We are. Okay.
A decision of this body cannot be reviewed by the Board of Adjustment. Okay, it's only the decision of an administrative official, such as Eddie, that can be reviewed by the Board of Adjustment.
And it can be contested up to 90 days?
They have 90 days to file an original decision, yes.
So let me ask you a question. How does, if you're a guy going to do a special use permit.
Special use wouldn't come before you.
I'm sorry, land use change.
Yes,
zoning, he's going to put a subdivision in. Is that what would be a subdivision?
Yes, that would be correct.
Okay, so he's got his finance, he's got to get, I'm just trying to role play this timeline. So he gets it approved, then we review it. I guess it's not so much that, it's the negative side. Keep on thinking. So we would review it, be fine. It's the BOA decisions that we've got to really
haywire.
What Bob is saying is...
We can't vote on BOA decisions.
We may have to wait until there's been no appeal to the BOA, or the BOA has ruled,
Then you won't appeal to the BOA unless you've been turned down. And we won't hear
now,
the turn down.
Now, you can receive approval, and I cannot like it. And if I'm an aggrieved party, I can appeal to BOA.
Immediately.
Or I can wait 90 days and stew on it and come in the last day and do
party,
it.
I'm sorry, the aggrieved party can just appeal.
Yes.
So
we've got some of that before us now, gentlemen. You know.
But if you leave the 90 days, from what you're saying, you wouldn't have approval. You'd have to wait 90 days.
You've got to wait at least 90 days.
Now,
you've got 30 days to appeal, correct, to the BOA?
90 days.
90 days
now,
to appeal.
Not to say that couldn't be changed. I don't know if that's state statute or not, Bob. But
yeah, I don't believe that. Well, say you have to wait the 90 days, and if they haven't appealed, then you guys approve it. And if they do appeal...
I'm a developer. I'm thinking I got to wait 90 more days after I hear a yes. I got to make sure it's a yes. It really means yes.
What I'm saying is under our current system, to do this right, you've either got to, one, not let BOA rule on decisions that you've made, which are legislative decisions. But really with...
And they really don't have the right to do that, do they?
But really with what we've got in the code and the way we've got it set up, the BOA has to rule before you guys get involved. So any rezoning decision of planning and zoning has to either be not appealed or upheld by BOA. And once that happens, you guys rule on it and say, yes, we agree, it should be a rezone, and you're done with it. Or if it's a turn down, either by P&Z, BOA, or both, you don't even have to hear it.
Let me throw you one more
wrench before you ask your question, because this is going to give you a couple more. In the event that you, the developer, are approved, and you file your decision of record,
you
come into me to get your permit, and then somebody comes in and appeals, I stop you because I don't have the legal right to issue a permit on anything that's under litigation or under appeal.
Is the 90 days our decision, or is it, can we move it to...
I will check
it. I can look at the statutes. I was thinking it was 30 days under
the
statute.
Well, our code book says 90, and I didn't bring it.
2 weeks, I mean, 2 weeks, it seems to be pretty adequate. That would not really be bad for the developer, but gives the grievant party a decision if they're going to file or not.
With BOA, it's down to 7. Once you've been to BOA, if you want to appeal that, it's 7 days.
7 days? Why couldn't we do 7 days?
I'm not saying we can. We just need to check the statute.
Well, here's the problem. The way it's supposed to work is a rezoning is different, okay, than the appeal of an administrative official. What they've done is kind of blended those.
Yes.
Eddie is the enforcement officer. They have a map, and it says, this is commercial one, and you can do this in this commercial area. And Eddie says, no, you can't. My interpretation is you cannot do what you want to do in there. They say, yes, we can under your code. We disagree with you. They appeal his decision to the Board of Adjustment, and they have 30 days to do that. And the Board of Adjustment can say Eddie's wrong. However, with our code, what we've said is planning and zoning decides whether there's a rezoning or not, or a special use permit or anything else. And if you have a problem with planning and zoning's decision, you can appeal to BOA. But that's a legislative decision that's supposed to be made by you.
Right.
Okay? So basically, we're taking a situation where it's supposed to be his decision that's reviewed by BOA and allowing planning and zoning to be reviewed by BOA before you even get involved, because you do have to approve any rezoning.
And that puts us in a position to defend a decision that the board made, not a decision that we made. So
would the county commission just kind of be in the place of the way the BOA is working right now?
What's the purpose of the BOA?
They grant variances.
BOA grants variances, okay, and you don't have to review that, all right? They're a quasi-judicial body. They grant variances only in certain circumstances. And they hear appeals of people that think that he's wrong. Okay, that's the way it's supposed to work. And that's all BOA does. And they would meet more than planning and zoning, because planning and zoning only meets when somebody wants to change what the map is. And that shouldn't happen very often if you've got a decent map.
Right.
Okay? But right now, we don't really have a map. So everybody comes in
getting closer. I think we're getting close to the map.
Everybody comes in with every case, and it's a legislative decision. You guys have to make a law to rezone it.
Okay, so let's kind of back up. We can't solve this problem today, obviously.
But I did want to get back in front of you.
Can we review what is the minimum amount for appeal? I think if we got it down to 7 days or 14 days.
Or even if it is 30 days, from 90 days to 30.
Something, if we could get that reduced down, I'd like to see it in 7 or 14, to be honest, with the developer's perspective. Yeah.
Is it possible then that we would say the decision of that board wouldn't be reviewed?
Decision of what board?
The P&Z board. You wouldn't appeal that?
You'd have to change the whole system of your code now, and we're not prepared to do that.
No, I'm not. I'm just asking since we're looking. But I will check on...
That would solve the wording... Here,
You wouldn't have to do it for P&Z. Basically, what you would do is change the time limit to appeal to BOA, and then you would say any decision of the BOA, any decision of P&Z or BOA, once it becomes final for purposes of going to the county commission, goes to the county commission for approval.
Right.
You'd have to find a way to word that. But once you have no more time to appeal to the BOA or... it's been appealed to the BOA unsuccessfully, and it was approved by P&Z, then it comes to the County Commission for approval. That's what you'd have to put in there.
I think you've got
to
work that with this.
If we get the appeal in time, we wouldn't bring it before you, and whoever got the approval or got the denial, of course the denial would be coming for you, they immediately know this is being appealed, and they know they've got another 3 weeks, 4 weeks before they can move forward anyway.
Right.
If we can get that...
Can you work on that?
Yes, sir.
That seems like
glad to do that.
Pretty good one there.
So
that's both code book for the BOA and the P&Z. Okay.
What about the one that was not included in there that I have on my computer that the gentleman who normally sits here with his name tag wanted so badly? And that is the one where you have the 50-acre lot and you carve off 5 acres, and you were in those meetings, you carve off 5 acres for your kid, and you have to call the surveyor, do a minor subdivision, and have him survey the entire 50 acres, carving off the 5, and they think that that's just a huge expense to have to go through. So what he wants is to be able to say, just carve off the 5, have the 5 surveyed, and say that the parent acreage that it was carved off of remains more than 25 acres.
And I don't have a problem with that personally. I think we need to ensure that we have proper access standards, to whatever lots are being created. The discussion at one time was that once the parent parcel gets to a certain place, then everything would have to be surveyed. We'd hung our hat on the state statute that stated if you get to 1/16 of a section or something like that, which is 40 acres, that surveys are required. And I don't know that we can violate that or if you.
So I mean, that's 40 acres then.
Well, and I don't know if that pertains to what we're talking about, though. What it says is that any 16th of a section cannot be transferred by meets and bounds. That's what it says. It doesn't say that it has to be surveyed.
Survey then. Correct?
It wouldn't always if it was already platted.
If you surveyed just the 5 acres is what they're saying. We've surveyed 5 acres and now there's 30 left over here that had been surveyed in the past. Or something like
but
that.
But the 30 acres wouldn't be being conveyed.
You wouldn't, yeah, we wouldn't survey the...
It wouldn't be being conveyed by meets and bounds.
And then,
only the 5 acres would be. So what you'd do is you'd have a survey and it wouldn't be by meets and bounds.
And it would mention the parent parcel survey. Now remains at 30 acres or 35 acres, whatever the case might be.
It was a big issue about 2 years ago.
Yeah,
we had a bunch of surveyors in saying, why do we have to survey all this property?
Yeah, it wasn't just...
And everything. But that's just the way the code book reads now. So, that's something that that Mr. Strahan has asked several times. Can we find a way to change this?
Right.
And I did have some wording at one point. I just have to get it off my computer.
And I'm not opposed to that. My only concern is that we make sure that we're keeping a good access standard. Because while right now Bob and I might be best buddies, and we might decide to split property and live by each other. If I decide to move off, or Bob dies, or something like that, and he goes into an estate, I might not like the new neighbor. He may come in with monster trucks running up down the driveway.
Somebody said fences make good fences make good neighbors, or
they
something
do.
Like that.
You know, so that would be my only concern. I don't care how we decide to do that.
Your question is
concrete.
So,
concrete.
Yeah, that would be my only concern. How we go about it and whatever change we need to make, I'm fine with that. But we will have to make a change.
I don't know how we do that right now. Is we need to review that conversation.
Well, we get a lot of reviews in here. So.
Well, I mean, the conversation is we probably need to have that conversation about, okay, so you give 5 acres to your child. He still got to have 50-foot easement. He didn't want to do that, right?
Well, and if it's 5 acres or more, he has to plat it, but he doesn't have to have it in. But if he drives below 5 acres right now, not only does he have to plat it, but he's got to put the road in at minimum county standard. It has to exist the way our code book reads right now.
Well, your code book, but not how the standard reads.
Exactly.
And the code book would take precedence when it comes to development.
So why don't we just change the standard?
I haven't been in your discussions there, and there's some valid arguments on both sides.
We're going to have that conversation, though, because we got a conflict.
You don't want inconsistencies if you can avoid them.
No, but we got to deal this one out.
And gentlemen, what it boils down to this, from my perspective, potentially we can create some big problems that somebody's not going to be able to fix in the future. But from the other hand, we don't want to make it terribly cumbersome and expensive if you decide you want to give your child or somebody some land to build a house on and live next to you. So, however y'all want to set that up is fine with me. I mean, and we can even get our board to look at that. I think our board probably needs to make a recommendation to you. I can take that to them and whatever, but they need to make a recommendation to you to make that change in our code book.
Yeah.
But
that's not a bad idea on a light night.
So, but they're going to want some guidance from us on here's kind of what we're looking at, and here's what we propose, so that is. But right now, as I was speaking to Mr. Preston when I first came in, I read through the road standards. They've changed quite a bit since the first time I read through them, and what was actually eventually passed. And as I read that, I thought, uh-oh, if we change our code book with this statement, we're going to have an issue here.
I mean, I guess we're just going to have another session with Commissioner Strahan here, and we talk through it if there's a medium in there. But we've got to get the inconsistency out of there.
So the 50, well, I'll just need to have him here, I guess. But yeah, the 50 feet
was changed.
The, if it stayed, the requirement stayed, you wouldn't have to build it?
The way our code book reads right now, if you create a lot that is less than 5 acres, it's got to have a certain amount of frontage. I believe it's a 70 foot now, 70 foot of road frontage. If you're creating a lot behind somewhere else, you would plat, you know, and it goes in to say that you plat a road easement at 50 foot and declare it to be a road easement, private road. It's not maintained by the county or anything like that. It doesn't mean the county's ever going to take it in, but it is declared to be a road easement.
Platted easement.
And then that road easement cannot, it has to end in either a cul-de-sac or hammerhead if it goes up there and stops. And if your property is less than 5 acres, that has to be in existence. So it has to be there. Now, at the time, and I don't know if that's changed at all, that could be a gravel road with two, you know, with the ditches on the side and a cul-de-sac or hammerhead, whatever the case might be. But it had to be in existence. Now, if you're over 5 acres, all it has to be is platted. It has to be declared the same way, but platted doesn't have to be in. What we've done in the past couple of years is quite heavily dependent on Randy Hayes out of the Road and Bridge Department, if the road looks iffy to us, to come out and say, will this meet the minimum county road standards at this present time? Mm-hmm. And he'll say yay or nay. And if he says nay, we go back to the person and say, here's what you got to do. Now, he would say, meets what we've got, because all he's got to have is a driveway.
Right.
You know, so...
We're going to have to hash this one out.
Shall we move on?
Yes,
okay, so we've got two or three things here to hash out now.
That was a bigger one, though.
Yeah, I'll come back before you in a week or two, I guess, and we'll see what we found out.
Wasn't the discussion of family really strong in making this decision to the way it is in Rose Hills?
Yeah, I'm sure it was. I'm sure it was.
Family farms, family...
But now, we looked at worst-case scenario because we see so many family farms that end up in a state, and one of the children or something lives out of state, and they want to sell their part of it off.
Well, what's a family?
I mean, you can look at it in a lot
of
ways.
True, though. I mean, I think that's debatable now, isn't it?
Yeah.
and then do you say, well, because you're a family, you can do this, but if you're not a family, you can't do this?
Right.
So... You know, where are the policies?
When we get back together, make sure both you guys are together.
Okay.
Next.
Okay. That's basically what I had. I want to bring these back in front of you. With this exception, I wanted to update you on a couple of deals, and I've already talked with Mr. Paulson quickly. We have several things before the prosecuting attorney and different cases that we were told to turn over to the prosecuting attorney. The air park, some nightly rentals that have sprung back up again, some things like that.
Can you riddle me this, Batman? Is DeMonico, they added another level.
Yes, sir.
I thought we have
We do.
A height ordinance.
They haven't exceeded it yet.
They have not.
No, not the way it's measured.
The way it's measured.
Yeah.
My concern is if they're in violation, fix it. If they're not, leave them alone. No. I'm not looking.
No, I went by. Matter of fact, I received a phone call from somebody up here and asked me if I was aware of that.
Bridge, they're at the third floor or a fourth floor. Yeah. If you look at the back, it looks like a fifth floor.
Yeah.
From the lakeside, it looks like a fifth floor.
It's measured from the highest adjacent grade, which would be in the front of that building, up from there.
Okay.
To a median or mean roof height. You know, it's not from the very... Of course, they're a flat roof, so it would be at that top. But, you know, they're 75 feet from there, and they're not in excess.
Good.
Not only that, they don't even have to get a permit from us to build that. Because
but why is that? It's more than 1,000 square foot?
They're not increasing the footprint. It's
so they're adding 1,000...
But the impervious cover footprint on the ground is not any bigger.
Doesn't that sound a little odd to everyone? Mm-hmm.
It sounds very odd to me.
I mean, doesn't it also sound kind of safety issue kind of thing?
Well,
I mean,
we don't enforce any building codes. So, it doesn't sound, and I was talking just a little bit ago about an individual that wants to put a second story on his mobile home.
Go ahead, right?
Sure. And he doesn't need a permit. Now, he made for the deck to get him up to there. If he puts one outside, he'll need one for the deck because he's increasing the footprint.
And so he's going to use the structural strength of a mobile home for his second floor.
He may use bamboo.
Well, you don't care.
Well, we care, but we can't do anything. I care. Somebody's going to come in and buy that one day.
Wow.
But we are not in a position to enforce anything.
Thank you for clarifying that. I appreciate that.
But that's as long as you do not increase the footprint, no permit necessary.
Wow.
So anyway, just quickly, we've got several things before them. They are looking into it. One of those is the air park out in Cedar Creek. I did have a call from somebody that works either in the treasurer or the collector's office in another county that's looking to buy property out there.
Clay County?
I believe so. And
why?
So I just told them that we did have a stop work order in place there, that we had a few issues that we felt like they were out of compliance, and that most of that was being handled by the prosecuting attorney's office. And I got the impression that she was going to go ahead and buy. So
she was going to go ahead and do it.
Yeah. So
you've talked to him?
Transactions are still proceeding.
We're being reported and live streamed over the internet.
I was told that someone may be calling me from there. That's all.
I did ask real quick and put this idea into your head. In some of these situations, would it behoove us maybe to seek a temporary restraining order? And I don't know how I was involved with that. I don't know that we ever did.
Actually,
I don't know if we should.
We didn't try that?
No, we actually we turned it over to the prosecuting attorney's office, the facts of the case, and I think that they're going forward, at least at the present time, on a misdemeanor, but now they're attempting to sell the property.
Yes.
I don't know how...
They're attempting to sell a piece of the property.
Yeah.
That may be an executive session discussion.
Right. But anyway, I want to put into your head, in some of these things that we figure could be, for lack of a better word, I guess, high profile, I didn't know if maybe it's something we should try to pursue, a temporary restraining order. I don't know what the process is or anything like that. But
I don't really want to discuss it on tape.
Okay, that's fine. I just want to put that in your head so we can discuss
it. Let's bring it up, though, next time we have a session together, Mr. Paulson.
That is what I have before you, gentlemen, and I will set up a date in about another 2 weeks, I guess, if that's okay with you, to get back before you with these same issues, and hopefully by then we can have somebody to move forward, with the exception of the one thing I think I did leave out that may be in your packet. We were going to work on some kind of an ordinance with Bob Dixon. For recording the subdivision of the land.
You were going to work with that, aren't you?
I'm not
bothered. Didn't you have wording, though?
I don't even remember. I just remember basically that we were going to do that, so he'd have a rung to hang his hat on
exactly. When
it came to, refusing to record.
If somebody comes in with something, say you got to have the.
But maybe you were going to come up with it.
Well, we had some wording before you, but we needed to look into some better wording, I think, because we were talking at one time.
Can you help Bob? He needs some
help. I will. Bob, like all of you fellas, has been very busy with BOE and everything like that, and I've tried to hold back during that time.
Don't hold back.
Okay.
Well, he's already started emailing me again.
So as soon as y'all were done, I started back up and everything. But I did want to get this back in front of you so your mind would be turning over these issues, and I will start to push this a little harder now. And if any of these things you're to the place where you say, no, we just don't want to do that, I'll go back to my board and say, they don't want to do this. And you can recommend it again next year or something like that. But as far as it stands right now, as long as we get clarification, I will take it that we're headed in this direction, and we will continue to go to where we give you a definite yes or a definite no.
The most helpful thing would be a more conventional ordinance.
Right. So, all right, that's all I have. Is there any questions I can answer for you?
Yes, sir.
Monday night, might want to bring up Emery Creek.
Okay.
Emery Creek did receive a one-year extension on its permit.
This is the multi-use project out of Emery Creek. There was...
AKA the racetrack? Is that...
Yes, sir. This is still... There is... I talked a little bit. My understanding is this is supposed to be going to Circuit Court, but I don't know that anything's ever been... done with that. So I've not received any documentation saying...
I can get you all the documentation you want.
I'll
send you copies. It's in Circuit Court.
Okay. And Mr. Redford was of the opinion that hadn't happened yet.
I've sent it to him and his attorneys. Yeah.
Well, I'm not going to argue that. I don't really care one way or the other. My position would be, if that's the case, if there's an appeal going on, we will not issue any permits for anything to happen out there. And
that's safe.
And he did mention on Monday night that he will be bringing the request in for some of these permits within probably 30 days, if I'm not mistaken. So at that particular time, we will research that and say yay or nay. You might would like to listen to that particular last part of that old and new business on that.
Were there several opponents in?
No, there weren't any opponents in.
None?
But, you know, something
was,
you might just want to listen to.
It was old and new business. Right. It was not really...
it was voted for unanimously to extend that. There was no reason for that not to happen. He met all the criteria. It hasn't expired yet. He's not changed any of the plans or anything that we are aware of or anything like that. He was within his rights to request the extension, and they were within their rights to extend.
Really, there's no reason not to, because nothing's
right,
changed.
Right, exactly right. So,
right? I think we got in trouble before by something opposite.
No, this was a different deal. This was just an extension of a permit that had already been approved. So. All right, gentlemen, that's all I have. I appreciate your time, and I will set up to see them.
The move, do we need to talk about the move at all? Proceeding as planned?
Just get everything over there, and we'll go in.
Yeah.
Friday, if you need.
They're moving. They're moving.
Yeah, moving file cabinets and stuff.
Nikki and Linda have been calling me, and everyone else has been calling me, so I kind of know what's going on.
Oh, they're already starting?
Yeah. Yeah, they've moved most of the file cabinets out of the sewer department.
The bulk of the heavy lifting is file cabinets for the file rooms, so we asked the carpet company to do those file rooms first so that Road and Bridge, trying to avoid overtime, can start moving file cabinets today and tomorrow. The lighter stuff, which is basically computers and personal belongings, because everything else is being replaced, can be done Friday without possible overtime. So they started that this morning.
There were a couple of things. I know some of the file cabinets they moved, the bottoms were not good in them anymore.
We have three that right now that are destroyed because they were rusted out from...
And I don't know that we're going to have any like that.
Long use
in PNZ.
Being submerged in highly ammonia
items. In the event that the bottoms were rusted out, I understand we don't want anything to go over there like that.
Well, Linda and I just talked about, if it's structurally not a file cabinet anymore, we need to put a list and... Okay. And I told her not reorder or come before we know how many are like
that. And they should know that by tomorrow.
That's what Linda said, that we'll probably place an order on Friday.
Secondly, we'd also requested a couple of our cabinets to be taken off the wall. I mentioned that to you. Nobody said anything that, contrary to that, so I'm assuming that's going to happen.
Well, what we told Frank was move the stuff that's mobile first, and let's assess what everything's looking like first before we start taking everything. But I saw, we walked through this morning at 7:30 with Frank and Nikki and Renee. We saw a few of those items, and we just said, let's leave those, get the stuff that we can move first, and then kind of assess how things are filling up.
Yeah. And it's my understanding that we will start business over there on Friday morning if everything moves along correctly.
Probably. You can try. Phone service gets turned on Friday morning. Friday midday.
I thought Friday was PC day and Monday.
It is. I mean, you're
probably, and that's fine.
We're thinking Monday is your first day of operation because Friday is the internet. Your network gets all brought up.
Okay.
Your phone gets brought up on. So
we should plan on being in there Monday.
Yeah. Monday functional work day. Friday may be an odd day where phones get cut over because you're.
There's something like that going on today. We're not getting incoming calls. Your office was taking our calls.
Well, yeah, a lot of the phone calls were forwarded because we were using some of the personnel to come in and help identify stuff downstairs, what we can move, and we needed some more assistance in actually boxing some things up because the heavy lifters may not have been very fragile with vases and figurines or whatever personal stuff's over there. So I think we asked if they were free to come over and help that aspect.
Well, the building looks good. I saw it, and those guys, as always, have done very good work.
That's good.
I think so. It does. And we're looking forward to being back in regular settings.
Permanent home.
It'll be a nice deal. So. Okay, anything else?
We are working on the parking situation.
I had told Frank to review the parking. Obviously, we only have 7 spots that are ours. That should be the public's. So we're looking at the triangle area to maybe pave in that.
There's some spots around the back. He's going to come up with a price and come before the commission of what it would cost to pave and how many spots we'd actually pick up by paving the triangle area for employees, maybe some county vehicles also. And then there's four spots we think for the side that we can still pave back by the...
Behind the building area.
Back by the fence area. There's about four or five that we might be able to create there.
So we probably should keep our county vehicles up in the...
Up here for now.
Okay.
Just let you know, since we're talking about it, I had Nikki contact the neighbor, the Masonic Lodge, to let them know that we understand the parking limitations and we're working to solve it. Please be patient, but we know we're not going to take your spots.
So
what I don't want is we don't want to park over there.
It would probably behoove us then to continue to park up in this area with county vehicles and
until we get a game plan of what we're...
And we weren't aware of that, so I'll make that
note. I was going to have Nikki send an email, but if you want to spread the word, that'd be fine.
Okay.
Triangle would be a very good spot to pave. It's also, we could put county vehicles there if we needed to secure them. We could probably fence it if we need. There's a lot of options, but we just know that we need about 14 spots. Mm. Yeah. So.
Okay. All right. I'll let my people know, and I'll tell John. So
thank you.
People, but, all right. Appreciate your time, gentlemen. And I'll get rescheduled. Thanks, Bob.
Frank, can I have, like I said, two or three? I'm asking for three now.
You don't need me anymore, do you?
I don't know. I need to ask you a question.
Okay.
I think I know the answer.
You need to.
Do we have the permission, the right to take in a road without a petition?
Yes. We have to have permission. We have to have the land. To have the easements and all that.
It's a platted subdivision road that we do not maintain.
Yeah, we can take in anything we want to take in.
We don't have to go through the petition process.
The petition process is just something that...